Hundreds of people with autism and intellectual disabilities have had their support funding slashed in recent months after the National Disability Insurance Scheme decided the payments were not value for money. Advocates allege people with autism and psychosocial disabilities are being deliberately targeted. They also claim the federal government's been cutting the scheme, which the minister denies. Bridget Rollison reports.
Okay, you ready? Okay.
In the Melbourne suburb of Mount Waverley, Karen McKenzie is getting her son Jared ready for his favourite part of the day, pool time.
Wow, that's nice.
The 22-year-old, who has autism and severe intellectual disabilities, needs help to eat, get dressed and use the bathroom. But the NDIS funding that paid for his carers has unexpectedly been cut by more than half. In a letter seen by the ABC, the National Disability Insurance Agency determined the payments were not value for money. With no funding for the next 7 months, the single mum has had to quit her job to care for her son.
They never even explained why. They just sent a letter in the mail saying that's not value for money. I'm just at a loss to why when Jared has such high needs.
The President of People with Disability Australia, Samantha Connor, says hundreds of people have contacted her group after their NDIS funding was also slashed in recent months.
People who are autistic, people with intellectual disability and people with psychosocial disability seem to be the areas that are being most targeted right now. We know that this was a deliberate measure by government to reduce the cost of the scheme.
In a statement, the Minister for the NDIS, Linda Reynolds, says there have been no cuts to the scheme and the government's funding has increased by $26 billion over 4 years. She adds the average payment per participant has grown by nearly $4,500 over the year to September. Samantha Connor insists cuts have been made.
We know that there was a plan for a raise again to come in between April and August of last year, and that seems to have continued those cuts.
What happens if you lose? Are you going to get angry?
8-year-old Max Drew has autism, but his mum Kim can no longer afford to send him to sports therapy sessions, which help with his social skills, after his NDIS funding was slashed by more than 40%.
He's just not going to reach his full potential without their funds.
Max's therapist, Jason Nanos, says about half of his 200 clients have also lost funding.
To have the same services cut in half, the autism doesn't get cut in half. It's still there. They need the proper funding to do activities like this.
The National Disability Insurance Agency says about a third of the 500,000 people on the scheme have a primary disability of autism. It says plans can go up or down depending on a participant's needs. Opposition NDIS spokesman Bill Shorten is accusing the federal government of a secret plan to cut funding for the $26 billion program ahead of this year's election.
I do think that this government is almost creating a two-class disability system. Certain disabilities, they think, pass the so-called Morrison pub test, but other disabilities which are more awkward or more challenging or less easy to define, well, they're second-class disabilities.
That's the Federal Opposition's NDIS spokesman Bill Shorten, ending Bridget Rollison's report.